Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Greetings and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Loser, few words in the English language can be more devastating than this one. Nobody wants to be called a loser. We all want to be winners. We want to associate with winners. We even want to worship a winner. By our standards, however, whatever they may be, Jesus was a loser. If you don't think so, just read the prophet Isaiah, who some 800 years before Jesus' death portrays the suffering of the Messiah in great detail in chapter 53. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities, and upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. These words demonstrate the depths that Jesus had to sink to. He really was a loser, but we like to think of Jesus as a winner. In our winner-takes-all society, and often in our winner-takes-all church, we resort to sleight of hand or trickery so that the cross of Christ might be seen by all to be a winner. But the problem with the way we approach the cross of Jesus can go in one of two directions. First, we can grossly underestimate what was at stake on that Good Friday. Here we do not see the severity of sin or its consequences. We feel Jesus' death wasn't really very costly and that he had nothing to lose. So he approaches death unruffled and unperturbed. But that's not what the Gospels tell us. Secondly, we might view Jesus on the cross as some kind of example of righteousness that we need to emulate. But no one can imitate Jesus and his suffering and death. Again, this view fails to take sin seriously and only sees Jesus as some kind of hero who snatches victory from the jaws of defeat. It only makes him a model that we should strive to be like. But this is doomed to failure. Christ does not come to us by imitating him, but only through believing in him. God judges Jesus in our place. Jesus is the loser. And then, in the most audacious act ever, God turns the tables by raising him from death to life. As Gerhard Forde puts it, the victory of Christ is the victory of a loser in a world of would-be winners. We scratch and claw and climb our way to the top, not caring who or what we might hurt or trample on along the way, just so that we might win, often no matter what the cost. We want to be like God, but our desires and our strivings to be the victor only ends in tears, as we always lose to sin and death. But on the cross, as Luther puts it, a happy exchange occurs. In Jesus, once for all suffering and death, he takes our place. Jesus takes our place away from us. He will not let us have the place we have striven to claim, to be the ruler of our own universe. He also takes death from us. His death has used it up. So he takes it from us. Jesus took our place completely. And being in him, we have complete and completed forgiveness and life eternal. In God's plan, the loser really does take it all. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the stone that the builders rejected. But on the third day, you became the cornerstone. By your word and spirit, open our hearts to receive you as the beloved Son sent from the Father, so that we might always embrace suffering as the means by which we enter into your glory. For you live and you reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.